Now, that brings us down into this section, and he keeps on making the contrast between the two, by the way. But I'm going to drop down now to the second division, where you have comfort for the righteous, here in verses 15 and 19, and then we'll see condemnation of the wicked in verses 20 and 21. Now listen at verse 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Now, God, in the last days, comforts his own because of who he is. He is the high and the lofty one. He's the God of eternity. And how feeble man is with his 70 years down here. He doesn't last very long. God's the God of eternity. And the eternal God promises to take those who do not trust in themselves, but trust in him. And he covers them as a mother hen covers a brood. And what peace and security that there is in that and in these days for those that are God's own. But this, of course, even looks beyond our day to the time of the great tribulation period, for you're coming here to the end of the age. Now he says, for I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit shall fail before me, and the souls which I have made. This is verse 16 now in Isaiah 57. I'm saying that because I received several more letters from people who tell me, keep mentioning the chapter and verse. Now, I don't like to do that. It takes up time. But I must do it because there are those that tune in late, and then there are those that may not be following along exactly with us. And maybe we are moving a little too fast. All right, now will you listen? For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him, I hid him and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart. Now God explains why he punishes the wicked. The wicked are covetous, and they go on in rebellion against God. Now God has to stop that. Friends, I'm sure that any intelligent person, he knows that a holy God must stop this thing. And for a man with a rebellious heart or a proud man, God will have to punish him. That'll be the only way. Now in verse 18, God says, I've seen his ways, I'll heal him. I'll lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Now for those who will forsake the wickedness of their ways, he'll heal them and save them, you see. He's a gracious God. Verse 19, I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that's near, saith the Lord, I'll heal him. Now, God alone can speak peace to the heart of the sinner, and he's the only one that can.